السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. إن شاء الله we will talk about one name and attribute of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're coming down to the last maybe one or two. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mu'ti al-hikmah. Okay, some scholars add this to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or choose this from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we do not add nor we take away, but it is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. Mu'ti al-hikmah, the one who gives hikmah, the one who gives wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim and gives hikmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-rahim, and He gives rahmah, the ability to have rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz, and He gives to the believers izzah, and to His creation the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. So, mu'ti al-hikmah is the one who gives wisdom. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who is given hikmah, wisdom, he has given that is khayr, goodness, that is kathir, that is in abundance, in abundance. When we say kathir as a human being, we don't know what really kathir is. Kathir, abundance, to us is what we measure as an abundance. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm going to give something that is kathir, that you know it is in abundance that you really cannot measure. It is so much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the one that receives hikmah from Allah and uses this hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this the one who receives this hikmah, wisdom, had received abundance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so what is hikmah? Hikmah, it is to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Okay? The how, okay, and the what, and the when. It becomes something specific for a specific action at a specific place and time. That is hikmah. So, one can hikmah can brings one up high, and the lack of hikmah can make one a loser. So a lack of hikmah can waste a lot of money. A lack of hikmah can cause problem in the household. A lack of hikmah can cause problem in all aspects of life. So who is deserving of this hikmah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the people. Who from the people who deserve that hikmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives? Okay. And يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That Allah gives the hikmah to whoever He wishes. So Allah wishes from His people to be given hikmah. So hikmah, it is not to be achieved. Hikmah, it is to be given or to be received by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who deserve the hikmah will get it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Dawood alayhi salam al-mulk wal-hikmah wa'allamahu mimma yasha'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Dawood al-mulk, kingdom and ownership, wal-hikmah and wisdom, and taught him from what he wishes. So Dawood alayhi salam, Allah have chosen to give him that. If you notice, that verse is close to the end of the event that Allah told us about Bani Israel, the Israelites after Musa alayhi salam, when they went to a king went to a prophet after Musa alayhi salam that they had, and they said, "Ask Allah to appoint a king upon us." Because when I fight in the way of Allah, the prophet says, you know, are you sure? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would write upon you the fight, then you have no choice. Are you sure? Yes. وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. How could we not fight in the way of Allah and we were thrown out of our homes and our families and our children? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed on them Talut. Okay, قالوا أن له الملك علينا, that how could he have the mulk upon us, ولم يؤت سعة من المال, and he does not have much of wealth, ونحن أولى بالملك منه, that we are worthy of mulk than him. So they argued right away. They argued when Allah, when the Prophet of Allah said, Allah appointed Talut upon you. So some of them was stayed back and they refused that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them the proof that he is a king upon them, that a tabut will come in, tahmiluhu al-malaika, that the angels will carry it, the box that they had, baqiyya, mimma taraka alu Musa wa alu Harun, tahmiluhu al-malaika, from what Musa alayhi salam left, remnants of what Musa alayhi salam left and Harun alayhi salam left. And still some of them did not follow. And then when Talut took them out to go meet Jalut and his army, Allah tested them with a river, with water. Okay, and Talut said, okay, this is a test. He who will drink from it is not from me. And those who do not drink from it is from me. And unless they just take you know, a little bit with their hand, غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي, just one غُرْفَة, one scoop with their hand and drink, that's it. And some of them did not do that. فَشَرَبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ, that they drank from it except a few. So those who drank left back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are believers, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah qualified them that they are believers. What did they say? قَالُوا لَا تَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ, they said, we cannot handle Jalut and his people now, his soldier, because they were well equipped and they were huge in numbers and in size. So the believers said that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقِي رَبِّهِمْ, that those who thinks that they're going to meet their Lord, said, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, they said, many of small numbers defeated bigger numbers by the will of Allah, by the idhn, by the will and the permission of Allah, and Allah is with those who are patient. So now, Dawood alayhi salam was among those, okay, that deserve that hikmah. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that, فَوَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ, that Dawood killed Jalut, وعلمه وأتاه الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء. Then Allah gave him mulk and gave him hikmah and told him from what he wishes. So the hikmah is not given easy. The wisdom is not given, not being deserved easy. You have to go through a lot of trials to be able to be worthy to receive the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Brother Lai is saying he's the only one who stepped forward to fight. Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when he reached أَشُدَّهُ, when he became strong, he was young but became strong, became in his adulthood, آتَيْنَاهُ, we have given him حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, حُكْمًا, judgment and wisdom and knowledge. Okay, wisdom and knowledge. Okay, and Allah says, Allah did not say, and this is with about two prophets of Allah, it was in the Quran, about Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop there. It is not exclusive for Musa alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And this is how we reward those who are muhsineen. This is how we reward those who are muhsineen. So those who would like to get the hikmah, the wisdom and the knowledge, they should be qualified to get it by being muhsineen. Okay? To be a muhsin is something is not easy. It is something difficult. Okay? To be muhsin is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Allah. That means you love to worship Allah. You're looking forward to worship Allah. When the night comes, as the poets says, when the night comes, everyone yakhlu kullu habibin bi habibi. Okay, that everyone will take, you know, his lover, if you will, the one that we loves, and now that of the calm of the night. And those who love Allah will stand at night to worship Allah. Okay? The meaning that looking forward for the night to come so they can stand up and worship Allah. قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ الْمُحْسِنُونَ قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Those who are muhsinun, little of the night that they are in their beds. Okay? Going to the mahja. Yeah, okay? And وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم, and in their money, in their wealth, right, they put a right for those who ask and those who are deprived, and not حق that is معلوم, and it's not a right that is known. A right only meaning is more than what's known. They give more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do. So they love to worship Allah, they love Allah, they do more, and they do it in a beautiful way. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us to be good to our parents, to be in the maqam al-ihsan with our parents, to be in the level of ihsan, the level of love, loving them, doing everything for them, loving to do everything for them, and doing it in a beautiful way, and doing more than what we have to do. This is how the level of ihsan with the parents. Okay? So, If anyone who's a believer can be qualified to become, to have wisdom. But he needs to work on it. And working on it is not easy. And one will go fitting on trials and tribulation to be deserving to get this hikmah. Because this is an abundance that Allah give it only to those who are special ones. Okay? When you see the hikmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did never asked someone to come to fight in the path of Allah, never made it compulsory on anyone. If anyone would have whatever excuse, Rasulullah ﷺ would let them go back. Even though it will be revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what they are given is an excuse. And it is not true. But قَالُوا إِنَّ بِيُوتَنَا لَعَوْرَ وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَ They said our homes is awra, it's exposed. And Allah says, and it is not awra, it's not exposed. Okay? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, did not tell them, you are lying, you said it was exposed. Allah said, no. Go if you, this is what you go. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise. The most wise that, and the most capable, the most knowledgeable. So no one will do anything against the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Jahl. It was revealed that he will enter hellfire. Tabbat yada. Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab wa tab ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Sayasla naran thata lahab. He will receive a nar, a hellfire that it has, it's severe in fire. Okay? Allah said that, and Abu Lahab could have come out of his home, went to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. If you would have done that, that would be a defeat for the Quran. That's it. The Quran is not the word of Allah because Allah said he will enter hellfire. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Muslim will not go to hellfire. But he did not think of it. Why am I saying that? Because sometimes when we see something happen and we work against it or we think against it, we say, why did that happen? If only that happened. You know what the consequences of what happens now is this, this, and that. Okay? Subhanallah. It will be just like saying, you know, after that Quran was revealed about Abu Lahab, somebody would come out and say, what? You know what Allah revealed, you know? If why was this revealed? Abu Lahab can come out now and say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah," and there would be a trouble. Can you imagine somebody would do that? No. Those who understand the wisdom of Allah and the knowledge of Allah will not say that, because they know that Allah is the most wise and this is perfect, and Allah will never be defeated. See? So how come we have this attitude? That, you know, something would happen and we say, if only that happened, you know, that this is not quite the right thing to happen. No. You could say, maybe this is not the right thing for me to do and I should have done better. You could say that. But alhamdulillah, it happens, Allah allowed it to happen. Okay? So, it is knowing that Allah is the most wise makes our life most perfect, or most comfortable. Why? Because we know everything happens and falls right into place. Okay? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to get any tribe to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers with them to come out of Quraysh and Mecca to go to them, all the doors were closed. And it opened through youth, young men. Okay, they were shaving their head after the Hajj, and they accepted this da'wah from Rasulullah ﷺ. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ went to Kubara al-Qawm, the leaders of the communities, all the tribes, they would go to the heads and the leaders and try to, by our standard now we say, trying to convince them and tell them, you know, this is something good and you know, buy this idea, if you will. But where the wisdom was? With those who are youth, very young, from Medina. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. So now, if you were making plans, you would not go first to those who are young, because they do not have much to say. It is not, the word is not coming from the top down. It will be coming from the bottom up and the weak and so forth. But they accepted, and Rasulullah ﷺ took them and that's it. And went, they went to give da'wah. And they brought in the following year a few with them and met with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Hajj as well. And we know the opening that came in Medina after that. And how the those who are very young and those who are not quite in the elite of the community, through them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the elites of the community. Okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send those who are very young to Al-Madinah to give da'wah. Okay? And the da'wah and the acceptance of people in Medina came through them. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try in our lives to go in different directions. We take the means and knock on doors and try to do things. And things doesn't work out. And all of a sudden a door that you have not knocked on opens by itself. Allah allows it to open, not by itself, by the will of Allah. And somebody calls you from and say, do you want this, this and that? So what are you going to do? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it. And you might not even think that there would be something, you know, good coming out of that, but you try it anyway. And it becomes the best opening that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened you in your life. This submission and surrender that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-Hakim. When you do the istikhara, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you and put the matter with Allah. Now you put the matter with the one who has the knowledgeable one, the wise one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Alim al-Hakim. Then when Allah chooses for you not to open this, choose for this matter not to go on, you say alhamdulillah that it is not opened. Because that is the most wisdom and the most wise have chosen for you. And when it opens, alhamdulillah, that the most wise had opened something for you that is the best for you at this moment. So when we want to achieve or be able to receive the hikmah, we need to really be qualified for it. We need to be muhsineen. We need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us in a beautiful way. We need to do our sunan. We need to do our nawafil. Okay? So we can be with the level of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will be able to make decisions with the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Not because of your cleverness. Yusuf alayhi salam, in the darkest of moments, he gave da'wah in the way of Allah when he was in jail. He did the right thing because he was given knowledge and wisdom. Even though, you know, logic will tell you it is a better answer from the answer that he's given. When he knew that the one was with him went to the king in jail, and the king now had a dream and sent this man, and this man said, I can tell you who can tell interpretation of this dream. He's in jail. Yusuf sent me to him. So now Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq, now the trustworthy one, he comes to him, said, yeah, trustworthy one, the king had a dream of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So tell us so I can go back. Yusuf alayhi salam says the answer is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go back and tell. The obvious thing is what? To say, let me out. Yes. Let me out, I'll tell you. I mean, the king is in need now? Okay, fine. Just I'll go, just take me out, I'll go and tell him. Right? It would be logical. We'll say what? Of course I have the answer. Come on, are you ready to go? And the king would be more than glad to get him, okay? And maybe listen to him and send him back to jail or whatever. But here is the wisdom of Yusuf alayhi salam. He did this because what? Because what he has does not belong to him. The ability to interpret dreams does not belong to him. It is not because of him, it is because of Allah. And he cannot hold something back that Allah has given him. He has to give it without any condition. when you have a well of water, you cannot surround it and do not allow, you know, animal to drink from it. You understand? You cannot sell the water from it. That belongs to Allah. Allah has brought it out. You use it and let everyone else use it. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was wise to understand that, even though he was pushed so much. Okay? And then when the king went back, when he went to the king loved the answer, said, go and bring him to me. He went and says, okay, now the king says, come out. He said, no, I'm not coming out. Yes, go to the women. He wants to clear himself first before he comes out. That's wisdom. Because if he comes out, he'll be coming out and say, a criminal came out because he knows the king. Okay? But when he refused to come out, the word came around now. He, after all these years, he refused. Why? Because he wants to declare his innocence. Go and ask the Niswa. Go ask the wife of Al-Aziz. And now when he became clear completely from the crime they accused him with, now he comes out. That is hikmah. Under the pressure, he was still wise and he was still muhsin. He's still giving. Under a threat, he was the same. Okay? Does not make deal with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. It takes a lot of effort to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to do this. Okay? And accompanying those who are closer to Allah or close to Allah, Allahu a'lam who's close, that we perceive that are close to Allah and doing the acts of worship and knowledgeable and give knowledge is a privilege. Okay, it's a privilege. And also accompany those who were sinners and repented. It's a privilege as well. They are have the softest of heart. And the closest to Allah. Every time they remember their ways that are away from Allah, their heart gets softer and softer. And they get closer and closer to Allah. Wisdom is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. To recognize it happening around us by the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a privilege and it's a submission that we enjoy. To see it happening and take it as it is, even if it doesn't make sense. And it is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us when we get close to Him. So we try to do so and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the knowledge and the wisdom. Please, inshallah, I know today's name is short. Please, inshallah, go ahead and make the comments.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. There is always I noticed subhanallah in the Quran this company between الحكمة حكما وعلما. Subhanallah, when you are mentioning it now, it's all of them, Yusuf and Musa and Dawood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about himself, Al-Hakim, Al-Alim.
Nah.
But the interesting part is why wisdom is, usually we think that the more knowledge you get, the more wise you are.
No.
I don't think so. You see, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put hukman first before knowledge. So it is, wallahu a'lam, that it's both given from Allah, of course, but it have nothing to do, I mean, not necessarily if you are very knowledgeable, that mean you are a hakim. That in our country, they said, you know, if he's a physician or a doctor, they call him hakim even.
Yeah.
Thinking that he is, you know, he have a lot of knowledge, that means yes. Automatically he's wise.
The mulk is given to, was given to Dawood alayhi salam, and right. Sulaiman alayhi salam, and it was given to the Pharaoh.
Right, that's right.
And knowledge was given to prophets of Allah, and some knowledge was given to Qarun.
Right.
أُتِيتُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But hikmah only goes to those who are deserving it or are righteous.
SubhanAllah.
Yes.
So somebody does not have that much knowledge, he could be hakim also. I mean, it could be an experience in life, you know. Yes, Allah.
Yes. And that is ilm as well, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like Luqman.
Yes.
Did Allah taught him ilm or just al-hikmah? وَأَتَيْنَاهُ وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ
الْحِكْمَةِ
الْحِكْمَةِ أَنُشْكُرْ لِي. Yeah. So
Do you see that al-hikmah?
Right.
أَنُشْكُرْ لِي. Yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is the ultimate hikmah.
SubhanAllah.
Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, yeah. SubhanAllah. May Allah yani, give us some hikmah. There is too many people around us living in these days, you know, reach the status. Wallahu alam, I don't know anybody in this situation. But may Allah, you know, make us meet somebody who have from the Muhsineen, you know, and Allah give him some wisdom.
I mean.
According to the definition that Sheikh Mahmoud gave, Hakim could be yani, Hakim, you know, a doctor. But he, in his profession, with the insight and the ilm that he has, and with the information that he gets from the patient, he will be able to place a prescription for that particular disease that patient has. So in that sense, you know, placing his wisdom.
Yes.
Of a medicine on that.
Yeah, seeing the symptoms,
right.
Knowing the disease, describing the dosage at the right time.
Right.
You know, right. it's a prescription, is right. Take this dose this much right. at such time and such time. So that is hikmah. Yeah. نعم الحكمة والحكمة. Al-Hakama is the mouthpiece of the horse,
right.
which you hold the horse with the rein and the mouthpiece, which is you let it go when you want and you hold back when you want, take a ride when you want. It is controlling the horse so it will, exactly. Yeah, control.
Control,
yeah. Yes.
When somebody have hikmah, you have ultimate control of
yes.
some desire.
Yes. Yusuf alayhi salam, yes, controlling over his desires. That is the hikmah. Yes.
In the life decision that the Prophet Muhammad made in the treaty of Hudaybiyah, I think,
yes,
that it wasn't apparent at that particular time.
Yes,
it wasn't looking good for the Muslims, and a lot of opposition were there because that decision that was made is against to the advantage of the Muslims. But if we look at the end through the passage of time, behind sight, apparently at the end it was simple to see that the hikmah that Allah helped the Prophet Muhammad to take was to the advantage
Allah
of the Muslims. Laka fatha mubina. And then, right. And then also the decision of building the of the Kaaba,
mm-hmm.
It was delayed because mm-hmm. of the hikmah, you know. So alhamdulillah.
Mu'til hikmah, the one who gives the hikmah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. The source of hikmah is Quran, because one of the name of Quran is Al-Quran Al-Hakim. Hadith of the Prophet that Al-Hikmah Tadalul Mumin, that it is a lost property of the Mumin that he keeps on seeking hikmah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent as to teach us hikmah. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلم الكتاب والحكمة.
That's the sunnah.
Right. So that's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know. So it means all the teachings of the Prophet, the source of the hikmah is the Quran. Because if you keep on tuning to Quran as a source of your guidance, you will become wise and Hakim. Because this is the one which guides us to the true nature of what we are born with.
Yes.
If we follow the instructions of Allah according to our nature, we'll be the one going the hikmah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا.